Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And welcome to our program for Tuesday, May 24, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Gas is up, fire pits can cause burn injuries, and a new scam targets teenagers. Mark Auerbach is here with an ArtSpeed report for you. So, on we go. Tuesday weather, sunny, high 73. Winds east 5 to 10. And tonight, scattered clouds, low 49. The winds are east at 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 8. The humidity, a very comfy 34%. Phil and Kathy Campbell of Northern Tree have made a dream come true for Paul and David Basile with the installation of a flagpole at the original location of the V for Victory in Forest Park. Paul and Dave were instrumental in advocating for the site to once again become a beacon of remembrance for those who fought so bravely for our country. The Cambos have donated the 85-foot flagpole made from a transmission line pole, which had been installed to acknowledge the past planting of hemlock trees that originally shaped the V. A special V for Victory ceremony at 2:15 p.m. today. Well, as he is every day, the mayor of Springfield is out and about. Mayor Sarno will join with AT&T and the Springfield Boys and Girls Club Executive Director Vincent Borello as AT&T donates over 100 brand-new Samsung Chromebooks to the children at the Boys and Girls Club. And this event will be at 4 p.m. today, 481 Carew in Springfield. Springfield Museums and Springfield Cultural Partnership have announced a celebration of public outdoor art created by local artists in the beautiful newly renovated Pinchon Plaza. This will be this Saturday, June 4, from 2 to 3 p.m. In addition to opportunities to meet and talk to the artists, visitors can engage in the public space with performers and activities on a day filled with excitement, including the Springfield Pride Parade and the Sioux Serversary kickoff family event at the museums. The celebration at Pinchon Park is a must-stop experience. The Spark Igniting Our Community initiative enlivens a civic engagement space with art installations by 10 artists. The 2020 call is open to all who gave special consideration to installations, which included Springfield artists, artists of color, LGBTQ+, and female artists. The art is now in place, ready for all to see. Now, public art is a reflection of how we see the world. The artist's response to our time and place, combined with our own sense of who we are, this states the Association for Public Art. And although it is set in a public realm, and often is the result of a public process involving many stakeholders, public art is subject to a variety of opinions. In Connecticut, 4 people went to local hospitals with burns suffered due to fire pit care, or lack thereof. This has prompted area fire departments to note some safety rules regarding your fire pit. Yeah, they're a delight to have, but here's what you should know. Place the fire pit as far from the home as possible, at least 25 feet. Build it on a hard surface that won't ignite. Make sure that combustible materials like mulch are also far from the pit. Lighter fluid or gasoline should never be used when starting or tending to a fire. Fire officials recommend the only clean, dry hardwood that has been seasoned for at least 6 months should be burned. Chairs, children, and pets are also instructed to stay away from the fire pit. I'm not sure how you instruct a chair to do it, but that's what they're saying here. All people around the pit are recommended to stay at least 3 feet away from the flames. Nationally, gas has gone up. What a surprise, huh? It's up 11 cents from a week ago. That's a jump. And it's for the fifth continuous week of rising prices. National average, $4.57 a gallon, and that's up 45.4 cents from a month ago, and $1.55 per gallon higher than a year ago. The analysts are indicating the price at the pump will peak Memorial Day weekend, and they are offering some hope that we might avoid $5 per gallon before the end of the year. On today's program, we have an ArtsBeat report for you. Comes our way with our friend and our correspondent, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Hello, Brad. Good news for opera lovers. Renee Fleming, the award-winning opera, musical theater, and concert star, headlines the Mahaley Center for the Performing Arts 2022 Gala, June 30th, at the Mahaley in Great Barrington. Honored with 4 Grammy Awards and a National Medal of the Arts, she sung on momentous occasions from the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony to the Diamond Jubilee concert for Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. In 2014, Renee became the first classical artist ever to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. For details, Mahaley, MAHAIWE.ORG. Kiss My Aztec, the new musical with book by comedy legend John Leguizamo and acclaimed director Tony Taccone, visits Hartford Stage June 1st through 26th on its way to Broadway. Benjamin Velez and David Camp provide the music and lyrics. Taccone directs, and choreography will be provided by Nati D'Italio. The musical, which traces Latin American history from the 16th century onward, got rave reviews during its run in California. The San Diego Union-Tribune called Kiss My Aztec in the heights, crashing into the Book of Mormon somewhere along Avenue Q. Kiss My Aztec was originally commissioned by Berklee Repertory Theater. The world premiere was produced at Berklee Rep and La Jolla Playhouse. For details, hartfordstage.org. There's a lot of summer music coming. Most so, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra present its summer music series at Symphony Hall. On June 23rd, Mosso celebrates the Broadway music of Stephen Sondheim with Broadway stars Hugh Panero and Lisa Broman from The Phantom of the Opera, along with Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman and Kathleen Callahan Hardman. Tim Stella conducts. Maestro Kevin Rhodes returns July 21st to conduct an evening of light classics and a salute to the music of John Williams. Violinist Evgeny Kutek is the guest soloist. These concerts are the first summer programs presented by the musicians since the Summer Pops in Stanley Park almost 20 years ago. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Talcott Mountain Music Festival brings the orchestra outdoors for a series of summer concerts in Simsbury. The season opens July 1st with Maestro Carolyn Kwan conducting Celebrate America with fireworks included. Adam Boyles conducts the Hartford Symphony in Summer of 69, a tribute to music from Woodstock. He also conducts a Paul Simon songbook, followed by the music of Billy Joel with Broadway's Michael Cavanaugh. The season ends with Tong Chen conducting Queens of Soul. It's an evening featuring vocalists singing the hits made famous by the reigning divas of soul and R&B. For details, HartfordSymphony.org. And speaking of the Hartford Symphony, Symphony on Park, a free concert in Hartford's Bushnell Park, will feature the Hartford Symphony with Maestro Adam Boyles and the 2021 Young Artist Competition winner, violinist Tyler Tan, on June 4th. The program includes music from Broadway and Hollywood, some light classics, music from Latino and Black composers, and more. For details on that, HartfordSymphony.org. Stomp, the international percussion sensation, returns to the Bushnell in Hartford this weekend. From its beginnings as a street performance group in the United Kingdom, Stomp has grown into an international sensation over the past 28 years, having performed in more than 50 countries and in front of more than 24 million people. For details, bushnell.org. The Odenung Powwow, the second annual celebration of Native American culture, will be held May 28th and 29th at Amherst Pelham Regional High School. The festival includes traditional and contemporary crafts, intertribal competitions and dances, indigenous foods, and more. For details, you can go to their Facebook page at Odenung Powwow. Hassan Minhaj brings his one-man show, The King's Jester, to the Bushnell June 2nd. Minhaj, the stand-up comic, is a 2-time Peabody Award-winning comedian best known for his breakout special, Homecoming King, and his political satire show, Patriot Act with Hassan Minhaj. For details on that, bushnell.org. And there's a new date. Cheetah Rivera postponed her appearance at Berkshire Theater Group over Memorial Day weekend due to testing positive for COVID. She will appear in Cheetah, The Rhythm of My Life at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, July 31st. Ticket holders with May tickets can use them for the new date. But for details, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
As always, thank you, Mark. And here's a new word for your vocabulary, which comes to us from the FBI. Sextortion. This is a scam targeted at teens and tragically has already cost a 17-year-old California boy his life. The FBI has seen a huge increase in the number of cases involving children and teens being threatened and coerced by adults into sending explicit messages online. A crime called sextortion. And our local authorities advise us that it has, in fact, made its way to Western Mass. Sextortion can start on any site, app, or game where people meet and communicate. In some cases, the first contact from the criminal will be a threat. The person may claim to already have a revealing picture or video of a child that will be shared if the victim doesn't send more pictures. More often, however, this crime starts when young people believe they're communicating with someone their own age who is interested in a relationship or with someone who is offering something of value. The adult will use threats, gifts, money, flattery, lies, or other methods to get a young person to produce an image. After the criminals have one or more videos or pictures, they threaten to share, publish that content, or they threaten violence to get the victim to produce more images. The shame, fear, and confusion children feel when they are caught in this cycle often prevents them from asking for help or even reporting the abuse. Caregivers and young people should understand how the crime occurs and openly discuss online safety. Now, if young people are being exploited, they are the victim of a crime and should report it. You can contact your local FBI field office. You can call 1-800-CALL-FBI or report it online at tips.fbi.gov. You can also call your local police department if you need some guidance from that point forward. Thank you for being with us on our program today. Always a delight to know that you're out there listening to the latest in Western Mass life from Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next program will be available to you tomorrow during the day and night on demand anytime you want to hear it, as this one will be as well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.